Hey everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 124. It's a lot of episodes, and Ping, of course, is the weekly show sometimes, bringing you all the hottest news that Microsofties are pinging each other about. And we've had a little bit of a lag. You know,
really?
I wasn't here for a bit, so the show...
We have just lost cabin pressure.
No, I don't think that's what happened. I think it's because, like, once I left...
You left.
That's when the show went
right.
Out.
So we weren't... Neither of us were here for 1 week, and we know you missed us. And then I wasn't here, but Adam was here.
Uh-huh.
And Sergio, the one, missed me. In fact, he says... he missed Laura a lot, and he says, I think I can't live without her anymore.
Yeah.
So now you don't, Sergio. It's me.
See, it's comments like that where I think Laura may be abusing her privilege as an admin on the Channel 9 site where she can edit any comment.
No, this is completely unprovoked.
Sure, and then but he also said that he was shocked, based on the content of the last show, that he was shocked that the best place to work in the world isn't the Great Place to Work Institute.
What is that?
Yeah, of course, you didn't watch episode 123 because you weren't in it, so you don't know what he's even talking about.
I published it.
but I did, you did publish it a week after.
Well,
it
you know, the Channel 9 homepage was flooded with my awesome content from Nokia World.
Nokia.
We're going to fight over this.
Are we?
Is it Nokia?
Stop the program!
Yeah.
No, it's Nokia. It was just at Nokia World in London. Every single person said Nokia.
Well, they were saying it wrong. Like, Steve Ballmer says Nokia, and...
Well, he's got that speech impediment thing.
Oh, yeah, where he's like, developers, Nokia.
Right.
But then if you listen to the people that are, like, from that region, they also pronounce it Nokia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going with Nokia.
Okay.
That's what I call it, because I'm an American.
Yeah?
That's how we do it here in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Spanish class, where everyone would be like, yo, tengo, los pantalones.
French class, je suis ma pelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sexy.
But anyway, everyone realized that every week that you're late now, I get to have you do something embarrassing.
Oh, so, did that happen? Did that happen?
Yeah.
Is that in the show I didn't watch?
We're 2 weeks for two now, so there's two embarrassing things. We got a few more.
All right, and we've got one massively embarrassing thing for you.
Uh-huh.
We need to schedule this.
Sure.
I'm going to S-plus you.
Okay.
That's code in Microsoft Town for schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, S-plus is actually a really old application. You're supposed to say, I'm sending you a meeting request, because that's actually what it is in Outlook.
S Plus is the name of the program?
No, for the really long ago program that no one ever uses.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, probably not.
Should we start the show, Paul?
Yeah, we should.
All right, we finally got some good press about Microsoft, I think. So the headline reads, Microsoft's new documentary about startups is brutally honest about Microsoft. And this is our goal here, you know. We want to be transparent. We want to be honest. You know, we don't want to...
You want to be transparent like Windows are transparent?
Yes, just like that.
Oh, boy.
No, but, you know, we want to be honest and not try to, like, cover up what we're going on and just, like, put it out there.
Yeah.
And so there's a new documentary which was executive produced by famed legendary Niner, Tina Wood Sommerford.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's been working on it for, over a year.
Well, she's over in Xbox now, isn't she?
She is. She's over in Xbox, but, so, you know, it's lame.
Yeah.
Lame for her. But, yeah, the movie, the documentary, is about an hour long, and it focuses on five different startups and what it takes to sort of launch a startup in today's economic, you know, situation.
Yeah, when I saw the trailer for this a month or so ago, I was actually pretty excited about it. There was like a series of things that I wanted to do here at Channel 9 around entrepreneurship, and I saw that come out,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh man, this is like what I wanted to do times 10.
Right, well, you are an entrepreneur.
Sure.
You know, you started a company at the age of, was it 15
yeah.
or something
wow,
like that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I pay attention sometimes.
Well, I mean, when I say it, you know, 20 different times
right.
throughout the 120
And it's
episodes.
In your bio.
Right.
And, you
know, and I just kind of come in, well, when I was at my own company.
That's right. So this is something that I would think would be really interesting to you. And what the article is essentially saying is that, you know, they talk about... the good and the bad technology and things that Microsoft has done.
Yep.
It's not about Microsoft.
Yeah.
It's about other companies.
Yeah. There have been a lot of people that have, you know, commented on what they've seen so far. So there's been an advanced screening and
yep.
people have said a couple things. Like, one is they were surprised at how well it was done being produced and everything by
Kudos,
Microsoft.
Tina.
So that was very.
We do
very
have some
good.
Artistic people here.
Sure, absolutely. Like as you can tell from our lovely black background and three ping screens, this is art. This is art at its finest.
We don't have any money, but we have creativity.
Another thing they said is that there was very little tie into Microsoft itself, so it wasn't like this massive promotional campaign. Like there was a little hint of how BizSpark was used and things like that. So that was.
But there's some negative stuff about Microsoft. Like one of the guys talks about how Microsoft purchased his company and basically. Killed it.
Right. Yeah. It's the guy made the company I think was bought for
$265 million.
Yeah, I thought it was $258 million.
Champ change.
Yeah.
Champ change.
Yeah, $265 million for Link Exchange in 1998, and then he's once Microsoft acquired it, they didn't really do anything with it, and eventually died.
Yeah.
And so that to me really started resonating with a lot of the stuff that I've been reading. About companies that have been acquired recently. So, for example, Groupon.
Yep.
The Groupon was in talks to be bought out by Google for $6 billion. That fell through. Everyone thought he was an idiot. Now he just IPO'd for $12 billion, something
Wow.
that. So he, he's rolling in money. But then there are other companies like Facebook, where there were repeated multiple billion-dollar offers, and Zuckerberg was nope,
no.
This is not what I want to do. And the reason why he did that, probably one of the strongest influences he had, was from Sean Parker from Napster, who had been ousted from multiple of the companies that he founded, and he helped coach Mark along, saying, if you do this, there's nothing else in your life that you're ever going to do that's going to be as successful as this. Those are the chances.
Right.
So why would you ever want to give something like that up? And entrepreneurship went from, entrepreneurship went from being, a lot about the money to being really impassioned people that want to build a company and make a difference in the world.
Right.
There was another company that I read about in Steve Jobs' biography where I think it was, it wasn't in the biography, but it was Dropbox.
Okay. I use Dropbox.
Yeah, the file sharing service. And Apple was essentially, and Steve Jobs wanted to buy Dropbox, and the guy was like, no. I want to build my own company and do my own thing. And it's just it's amazing to be able to turn down such influential people with such amazing companies for such a large amount of money, where you can possibly even do more than what you could do in a shorter amount of time. But
I think this film really portrays that it is about passionate people doing what they love.
Yeah.
And so it's not just about the money and the big paycheck at the end of the day. This is their babies.
Yeah.
And so it's a great film. It's called Control All Compete. It just was screened at the Napa Valley Film Festival, and I'm sure it will be available to you soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
Can you hook me up with Tina? Do you have her number? Maybe I can get an
I mean, I can
screening.
Call her people.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't directly to Tina.
Well, maybe we can do that, because I'd really love to see this.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. So recently, Paul, it was a big heavy hitter in the tech journalist field. It was her birthday. Happy birthday to Mary Jo Foley.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And on that same day, equally significant, was the 10-year happy birthday of Xbox and Halo.
Who's older?
Tough to say. Mary Jo does have baby face.
Okay.
So, in honor of the 10-year anniversary, Microsoft has released the Halo Living Monument website. There's a little trailer that you can watch, which is very well done. We love the fans, and this military man comes out. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah? It's good.
No, I did. I mean, I thought it was interesting because it kind of pulls all the different, I think, the different times together. And it's talking about they're in the future, and it's saying there's been just hundreds of years of war, and mm-hmm. every generation now doesn't know anything but war. And it really
sad.
Yeah, it brings the Halo universe to a
it does. So you can
reality.
Go. You can log on to HaloLivingMonument.com and actually upload photos. It could be your favorite moment from a game, and a screen capture, or
your own,
or a photo of yourself,
beautiful mug.
Yeah. Yeah, and then those photos all get woven into this giant, colossal 3D mosaic of Master Chief.
Yep.
You can spin around. I went and I clicked around. There's a good amount of photos up there already, and it just launched yesterday.
Yeah,
it launched on the 17th, I think.
Yeah, I am not quite sure how this all plays into the Halo universe, though. I don't
know
if
it's fan appreciation.
Okay, so it's just like I can choose my own little tile to put on.
It's just so the fans can like feel like they're a part of something. So here's my face right there inside the Master Chief 3D mosaic on this website for all the world to see. It's fame, Paul. It's fame. It feeds the egos, makes you feel good. You should check out the website. It's actually really well done. I think it's like just fun to click around and look around at all the different people and all the different pictures. There's different sectors that you can be in. And hopefully, this will one day lead to, speaking of movies in our previous story, the Halo movie.
You think that's going to happen?
I think that's the long-term goal. I hope it happens.
Yeah, I mean,
I hope it happens.
For as well as they do the little commercials and the trailers.
Yeah.
I think those
like
are...
They obviously have some cinematic pizzazz.
Right.
You know? It's beautiful. I mean, I watched that trailer and I was like, where's the rest of the movie? I want to know more.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know. I'm interested in playing the remake of the original Halo Combat Evolved.
Yeah.
And seeing... Because, I mean, we talked about that 6 or 7 months ago, saying that it was going to come out around now.
Six and a half.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So it was probably, what, like, ping, like...
112.
112, that, yeah, that's 6 months ago.
Yeah, something 12, like that.
No. probably a bit more than that. I want to do that. And I also apparently suck now at Halo Reach. I was playing last night.
And you used to not suck?
Yeah, no, I was...
Or did everyone else just get better?
I think it might be the latter.
Were you just drunk?
Maybe. I'm gonna pull the jet lag card and say that.
There you go. Try again, Paul. You just get back on there.
No, whatever happened to that Halo tournament that we were gonna do, or the little head-to-head competition?
We've got a lot of fun stuff planned.
Oh, okay.
A lot of fun stuff planned, and we will do that. But anyway, log on to HaloLivingMonument.com, upload your photo, and be a part of something important.
Yes.
Other than Channel 9.
Speaking of honoring very important people in our lives,
did you get me something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you that water this morning.
Thank you.
I love a boy toy.
Steve Ballmer recently was at the Wall of Honor.
The Wall of Honor.
Yes, which is a
very creative title. The Wall of Honor.
Yeah.
To honor on a wall.
Well, I mean, they could have called it the Wonder Wall of Honor, but I think that would probably be too glitzy and glammy. Anyway, it's supposed to be a personal digital salute to the military veterans working at Microsoft.
My name is Mee Hosbader. I served as a corporal for 8 years in the United States Marine Corps.
I'm Steve Oliver, a major in the United States Air Force Reserve, where I've been for the last 20 years.
And now I'm an advocacy specialist here at Microsoft.
I'm also a programming writer in the Microsoft Office Division.
I'm George Policatara. I'm a captain in the United States Army. I served with U.S. Army Psychological Operations.
My name is Martin Vincent. I was a tech sergeant in the Air Guard for 14 years.
And I still serve.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, we've done a lot of work to ensure that vets returning can become employed.
Yeah.
You know, I think they said the unemployment rate is like 12.1 or something ridiculously high. And so we're trying to hire Microsoft vets. I think they said they know of about 500 currently at Microsoft, but I don't know how accurate that is. So this is just a way to honor the people who are fighting for our protection, Paul.
Yep.
And the protection of our fellow Americans.
Yeah, there's a general manager here at Microsoft. His name's Chris Cortez, who heads our strategic operations. And Ballmer and Chris were talking about some of the improvements that we're going to do to try and help the veterans coming back from abroad to help them try and get jobs.
Yep.
Through either cash donations to certain places to get, like, training. We also have software donations that we're going to do, and I think it's going to add up to about $12 million.
Yeah, and in fact, First Lady Michelle Obama, love you, girl, actually praised Microsoft for their efforts.
Yeah.
So if she's paying attention to what we're doing and she says thumbs up, who am I to say thumbs
down? Well, I mean,
down?
You're Laura Foy.
Yeah.
Sure you could tweet at her and she'd be like, hey, what's up?
We're going to do lunch on Tuesday. So I'll just talk to her.
Well, I mean,
just
you're both going to do lunch separately.
We will both be eating lunch.
Yes.
Anyway, so check it out. It's called the Wall of Honor. And congratulations to anyone who's being honored in it. And thank you to all our vets, both at Microsoft and not.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Paul, so sometimes when I'm scouring the interwebs, I come up on a page that is in Japanese, and it always asks me, there's a little pop-up that says, you know, do you want to translate this? And I hit yes, and it never works, and I end up getting all the, like, half-Japanese characters and then, like, a little bit of English text in the bottom, and it's a pain. You know, I feel like my internet browsing is restricted.
Oh.
I want to see all the pages that the internet has to offer.
All of them?
All of them.
I bet you do.
All of them.
There are a
Trust
lot of pages
me.
Out there that you could probably be a web crawler yourself. Well, you're in luck now because
thank God.
Microsoft Translator has recently upped its service to become a plugin that can work across browsers written primarily in JavaScript.
Right. So essentially you can go to any web page. The one they mentioned in the article is the Korean Times web page. Clearly it comes up in Korean. You hit your little button. It translates to your native language. You've already yep. entered that. Boom, English.
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah, the cool
I mean, they should just make every website in English. Why would they should just stop with the Korean and the Japanese.
Yeah,
just learn English.
We should probably just make the United States wide web and just get rid of the World Wide Web altogether.
Right.
And then maybe, you know, slowly add in like the UK English but never Australian English. That one.
No. Blarney, no. That's Irish English.
you always
Blarney. None of those either. Anyway, it's free and you can use it. So if you are
it works with Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Safari, and I think this probably extends the previous Bing integration that we had where you could, like, you know, right-click and send some type of text to the Bing translator, and it's a plugin that probably works a little bit better now.
Great. So, like, when you're in Shanghai, which you go all the time,
yeah, oh yeah,
and you're browsing, get your little plugin, you get your Shanghai news right there in English.
Yeah, I use this when I would shop on Taobao, which is the
is that where you got that shirt?
No, this shirt I went in person and had them measure
yes.
me and tell me. But I did get these little Japanese sushi dishes for my new boss.
Uh-huh.
And
you didn't give me anything.
Well, you don't know that.
I don't. What did you give me?
Nothing. See, now you know. But anyway, Taobao, completely in Chinese, and translating it with Bing Translator worked like a charm.
Good.
So I got
there you go.
So I got stuff for like $6.
But nothing for me. You didn't have $6 for me.
I didn't think
this
about you.
This sucks.
Yeah. Maybe if you post it on time.
All right, everybody, that wraps up this episode of Paul and Laura back together, good times. And in case you thought that this was like an old episode because my hair is short and bleachy again, it is not. I am back to the original look.
Yeah.
Chopped it off.
Well, it's not nearly as short as it used to be. I think this is a good middle ground.
It's a good middle ground? Yeah. We'll see. I did it in my bathroom, so I'm probably going to go and get a professional cut sometime because it's like...
Oh, I know a person that can...
Anyway, thank you for watching. We've got a lot of housekeeping to take care of, such as... Let's make a list real quick. So we've got Paul's humiliating task,
uh-huh.
right?
Yep.
Apparently there's... Or Paul's super-duper humiliating task.
Right.
We've got... Laura's too tiny, humiliating tasks, which you need to get done.
Well,
just
I mean,
like,
it's,
whatever.
It's just a list that's going to accrue.
I was humiliated by the fact that you didn't get me a present, so we can knock one off right there. There you go. That was humiliating for me. And third, we need to do the Halo tournament.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of things, we're making a lot of promises, and you're not fulfilling them.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally dropping the ball on this.
Uh-huh.
But
my
270 followers on Facebook have my back.
Do they?
Facebook.com/Paul.Nestemaker.
Do you still tweet?
Yeah, I tweet.
Oh, yeah, I think you tweeted me.
You haven't tweeted in a month.
I have been out of town.
Yeah, they have Twitter all over the world, except for China, where I tweet from there,
too. Well, I usually tweet from my phone, and my phone didn't have service.
Oh,
so
well, you need to SIM unlock that.
It's funny, I was at a mobile world, a mobile conference about phones, and I didn't have one.
Yeah, crazy.
Lacking and deficient.
I'm hearing a lot of this, a whole lot of this.
All right, well, we'll see you next week.